Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The man seen with a painted face wearing a fur hat with horns at the riot at the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday has been taken into custody. And a newly elected state lawmaker in West Virginia resigned over his role in the attack. NPR's Dave Mistich has more.
35-year-old Derek Evans of Wayne County, West Virginia, was one of hundreds of pro-Trump extremists who stormed the U.S. Capitol and disrupted Congress during the certification of Democrat Joe Biden as winner of the 2020 presidential election. Evans submitted a one-sentence letter of resignation Saturday to the office of Governor Jim Justice. In a statement, Evans said he takes full responsibility for his actions and hopes his resignation removes any cloud of distraction from the legislature. On Friday, federal officials announced that Evans was being charged with entering a restricted area and disorderly conduct for his role in storming the Capitol. Charging documents note that Evans was identified through video he live-streamed on his Facebook page. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
And Evans has been released on his own recognizance. As the number of confirmed coronavirus cases soars around the country, with deaths from COVID-19 topping 370,000, California officials say the crisis there is getting worse, with a record number of deaths and hospitalizations soaring. Dr. Sam Torbati is medical director of the ER at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. He says the staff is exhausted physically and mentally.
Their illness is so severe. It is so profound. It takes so much effort and energy to take care of them.
And Caroline Brandenberger is a COVID unit nurse in Orange County, California.
They fight every day and they struggle to breathe every day, even with tons of oxygen. And then you just see them die. They just die and they fight dying. And it's so sad.
There have been nearly 22 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. since the pandemic began, according to Johns Hopkins University. Meanwhile, in Texas, demand for the vaccine is high as some cities begin mass vaccination campaigns. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports San Antonio filled 9,000 vaccination appointments for next week in about 5 minutes.
San Antonio Metro Health will distribute 1,500 doses of the vaccine per day at the Alamo Dome starting Monday. More than half of the county's 2 million residents meet eligibility requirements of being healthcare workers over the age of 65 or under 65 with chronic conditions. Vaccine has been scarce, but San Antonio's assistant city manager, Dr. Colleen Bridger, says more is on the way.
We're expecting weekly shipments to Bexar County around 20 to 25,000 doses that will be divvied up across various providers.
Users reported difficulty accessing the city's website to register. Appointments will be added as more vaccine arrives.
You're listening to NPR News. President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to nominate the governor of Rhode Island to lead the U.S. Commerce Department. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, if Governor Gina Raimondo is confirmed by the Senate soon, she could be the one to oversee the release of the 2020 census results.
Governor Gina Raimondo says she's ready to support President-elect Joe Biden's agenda.
It's a vision for rebuilding American manufacturing and bringing back jobs to America from overseas.
In her first speech since being named Biden's pick for Commerce Secretary, Raimondo made no mention of the census, which is likely to be one of the top issues she would have to tackle first. Census results have been delayed because of the pandemic and the Trump administration's schedule changes. Raimondo could play a role in the certification process for numbers that determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next decade. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Hyundai is adding nearly a half million SUVs to its September recall for an electrical short in a computer that could cause fires. The South Korean company is warning people to park the vehicles outside until they are repaired. Now, this latest addition to the recall covers certain 2016 through 2018 models and some 2020 and 2021 vehicles with anti-lock brake system computers that can malfunction and cause an electrical short and possible fire. Hyundai says this additional recall comes as parts of the continuing reservation investigation into the problem, but the automaker says it is aware of a dozen fires but has no injuries because of the problem. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.